We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good day to you, Brevard County. This is Bob Arthurs coming to you right here in Cocoa, Florida. On behalf of Merit Assembly of God, you're listening to the Refresh radio broadcast on WMIE 91.5 FM. If you're listening at 10:30, you're hearing us on WWBC 1510 AM. We thank you for listening. Thank you for making us part of your day. So we have been talking for several days now about becoming stronger in our walk with the Lord. We've been talking for the past few broadcasts about God is strong enough to heal. He is not just strong, but he imparts strength. And we are going to be resuming where we left off on yesterday's broadcast from Isaiah, the 58th chapter. So if you are in your Bible, that's where we are going to be resuming here in just a moment. But we have been asking you to pray and ask God to use you. I pray that at some point in time you've had an encounter with God that was so revolutionary that, like Isaiah, you said, here am I, send me. That you've heard God say, whom shall we send and who shall go for us? And like Isaiah, you respond, here am I, send me. And so at Merit Assembly of God, this month, in the month of October, we are crying out, God, here we are, send us. Send us to someone who needs Jesus. And so we have been praying for specific individuals. Also this week to that prayer, we have added, God, reveal to us a felt need that they may have in their life that we can cry out on their behalf, and Lord, that it would be a need that we would be able to meet. And I've told, so we're going to open up in prayer today with that concept in mind. So if you're ready, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you that you have a heart to redeem mankind. Lord, every man, woman, boy, and girl on this planet, you desire to have a relationship with you. And so, God, you've paid the price for them. And Lord, missionaries have responded to your call and said, here am I, send us. God, pastors have responded to the call and said, here we are, send us. And today we are asking for everyone who's listening, God, that you would consider us, and Lord, you would empower us to take the good news of Jesus Christ to someone in this community that needs Jesus. God, I pray that there would be a spike in conversions this week in Brevard County. God, that people would begin to cry out and say, God, forgive me of my sins and be the Lord of my life. Now, Father, as a body of believers, we are asking you, would you reveal to us a felt need? Lord, whether it's a financial need, whether it's a transportation issue, whether it's just a chore to be done around the house, or whatever need it might be, God, I pray that you would reveal it to us, whether it's clothing, financial, whatever it might be. Reveal that to us so that we can act in accordance with your instructions. Lord, we can step out in faith and meet that need to the glory of God. So, Lord, we want to thank you, and I pray that you would take our actions, and, Lord, that it would touch people's hearts so that they would know that Jesus Christ is Lord. In your name we pray. Amen. So we want to thank those who are partners with us here on the Refresh Radio broadcast. We have Wyrick Air, 632-9538. They're our newest sponsor, Bill Andriak, and Creative AC Solutions at 759-3284. And like you've heard me say, we are the coolest church in town. Jits Concrete, if you need some concrete work, call Greg. Tell him that you heard about him here on the Refresh Radio broadcast, 536-5804. And then as we wanted to mention to you as well, the Advanced Christian Training Schools, The ACT schools that use our facilities on Tuesdays, 633-0432. It's a free video Bible school that will help train you up in the Word of God and the ways of God. If you would like to be a better equipped disciple, I encourage you to check them out. It's absolutely free. So today is our vintage service at church, and so if you are available today, beginning at 11 o'clock, we'd like to invite you to join us in the sanctuary as we worship and praise the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, cry out to Him and ask Him to move on our behalf, and as well to meet the needs that we have. We're going to be singing some hymns today and encourage you to come and join us as we worship our Savior and Lord. Amen. So if you're in Isaiah chapter 58, I'm going to shorten the reading from yesterday's broadcast. Let's begin at verse number 8 today, Isaiah 58:8. It says, "Then your light shall break forth like the morning, your healing shall spring forth speedily, and your righteousness shall go before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard." I love that. "Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry, and He will say, 'Here I am.' If you take away the yoke from your midst, the pointing of the finger and speaking wickedness." That's where we ended on yesterday's broadcast. "If you extend your soul to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted soul, then your light shall dawn in the darkness, and your darkness shall be as the noonday. The Lord will guide you continually and satisfy your soul in drought and strengthen your bones. You shall be like a watered garden, like a spring of water, whose waters do not fail. Those from among you shall build the old waste places. You shall raise up the foundations of many generations, and you shall be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of streets to dwell in." So let's go right back to verse number 10. That's right after where we ended on yesterday's broadcast. And it says here, and it begins with the word "if." Someone described the word "if" as the biggest two-letter word in the English language. It sets the premise. It means that it is what comes afterwards is conditional. If you do this, it's going to set you up for either a benefit or a consequence. If you step out in obedience to what God says, there is going to be a benefit to you. If you do not do this, you are going to be denied the benefit, and you may have a consequence as a result of it. And so whenever you read the Word of God, look to see what the "if" is. 2 Chronicles 7:14 is a tremendous example of that. Let me turn over there so I can read that to you straight from the Word of God. 2 Chronicles 7:14 says, "If my people, who are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways." Those are the ifs. Those are the things that we are supposed to do. And here is the benefit. "Then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. Now my eyes will be open and my ears attentive to prayer made in this place." Those are benefits that I cannot live without. So I need to make a priority of in my life of fulfilling the prerequisite, which is the "if," the conditional part. I am His people. He has chosen me. He's forgiven me. We're called by His name. And so I need to be humble, not arrogant. I need to pray and seek His face, not just His hand. I need to turn from my wicked ways and ask God to teach me His ways. So that's just one example of where this "if" reality comes into Scripture. Christians a lot of times are guilty of claiming the promise without looking for the condition, without looking for, okay, what is it that leads up to the fulfillment of that promise? And the Word of God at one point in time, I don't have the reference written down here in front of me, but God at one point in time says through the prophet, "What right do you have to call upon my name? What right do you have to claim my promises?" And what he is saying there is you haven't lived up to any of the things that I've asked you to do, and yet you are still calling upon my name. You are still expecting me to fulfill the promise, and yet then you're disappointed when you don't get the answer you want, and then you want to you know, we want to blame God. And so I want to make sure that I fulfill the if. And here in Isaiah 58:10, the if is, if you extend your soul to the hungry. And as we've talked about here for a number of days, we are planning a Thanksgiving outreach where we are taking entire Thanksgiving dinners to as many people as we can. Where it's, you know, if there are dinners left over after we've adopted the street, you know, if people call, generally people call around that time of the year and ask if we have anything. And if so, you know, we will distribute it. But our goal this year is to be able to distribute 100 baskets. That's basically two baskets, two Thanksgiving dinners for every person that we have that attends Merit Assembly of God on a regular basis. We run generally on a Sunday morning between 40 and 60 people, and we have more than that attend, but that, you know, there's some that are not there on a weekly basis due to travels or sickness or whatever. But so we want to extend our soul. That word extend means to go beyond the norm. And it says here, if you extend your soul, and as we've talked before, the soul is the seat of the mind, the will, and the emotions. And, you know, the world is great at appealing to emotions. They look for anecdotal loopholes as to why something can't be true. And a lot of times they're looking for that loophole to justify not aligning themselves with God's word. But when it comes to helping, you know, in a crisis situation, they look for a situation that is going to tap into someone's emotions. Well, I want you to know that God also wants to tap into your emotions when it comes to ministering to the hurting and the afflicted in our society, whether they're hungry or just hurting, going through a difficult time. And he wants us to do that with joy. He doesn't want us to tap into our empathy. What he wants to do is tap into our emotions and plant his compassion. It says on numerous occasions in the New Testament that Jesus was moved with compassion. And so what God wants to do in us is create a heart of compassion that will move us to action with urgency. I don't know if I pronounce this word right, but the term that moved with compassion is splenkinizomai. It talks about an internal pain that is taking place that it actually changes a person's priorities and moves them to action. And I won't get any more graphic than that, but that's a pretty good description. It means moved to action. It reestablishes priorities. And so if we would allow God to broaden our boundaries and broaden our vision so that we are not just a bless me club, but we are God bless me and make me a blessing club. God, show me someone who is hurting that I can minister to. It says, if you extend your soul to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted soul. And that means that person that is hungry is not only missing food in their life, but their mind is suffering, their will is suffering, their emotions are suffering. Listen, I would much rather be in a food distribution line distributing the food than I would be waiting to get it. There have been times in my life where we didn't have enough groceries or enough finances to go around. It's an extremely humbling place. And yet when people reached out and ministered to that, so we always have a debt that we are looking to help repay. We're not able to repay it to the people acted on our behalf. We're looking to say, okay, God, you have blessed us in our time of need. How can we be a blessing to someone else in their time of need? So at Merit Assembly of God, we do have that. Everything in the kingdom is relational. And so if there's somebody at our church, they have a need, we do what we can to help them in that time of need. And the next step is if somebody in the church knows somebody who's going through a real crisis time, and they know for a fact it's a legitimate need, then we will do the same thing. We will do whatever we can to help them. You know, people who are not driven to be part of the relationship, and you know, Mondays are really a pretty busy day for people calling and saying, hey, you know, I'm going through a crisis and I need help now. And you know, the first question I want to ask is, okay, where do you go to church? Who's your pastor? Who are you in relationship with? Who is nurturing your spirit? You know, who is ministering to your spiritual needs in your life? Because those are the first people that are going to stretch out and be able to help you. It says that when we minister to the afflicted soul, then our light shall dawn in the darkness, and your darkness shall be as the noonday. I like that. And we've already talked about that to some extent on yesterday's broadcast. But I particularly like, and your darkness shall be as the noonday. That means that you could be experiencing in the spiritual realm what happens at the northernmost extremities of our planet, where the sun doesn't go down for days and days and days because of the tilted axis of the earth and where we are in its rotation. And so there can be times where the sun never sets. And if you're mad at somebody, that's you either have to deal with your anger or you have to move there, because the Bible says don't let the sun go down on your wrath. That was a joke. The Lord will guide you continually. And so I encourage you, if you need direction in your life, a lot of times we have people that request, would you pray for me for wisdom? And that's a very biblical prayer. It's a great prayer, because God is the author of wisdom. Wisdom was not invented by men. Wisdom was invented by God. No matter how far out into the universe you look, you are going to find laws that govern the universe. No matter how small or how deep you look into a microscope, you are going to find wisdom and structure, even in that to that great degree. It doesn't happen by accident. It happened on purpose. And so crying out for wisdom is a godly thing. And it says the Lord will guide you continually. And so if you need wisdom, or if God has blessed you with wisdom and you want him to continue giving you that wisdom, then we need to constantly be looking of how to minister to those who are afflicted in their mind, their will, and their emotions. So we talked yesterday about the day before yesterday, I don't remember what day it was, to be honest with you, out of Psalm 119:58, that our soul melts from heaviness, and strengthen me according to your word. So whatever day that was, God wants to strengthen us in our mind, will, and emotions. So if you see somebody that is afflicted in one of those areas, you can minister to them and help impart the strength that God has. And it says, and God will satisfy your soul in drought. Now I want you to see the correlation here. If you extend your soul to minister to a soul that is afflicted, look at what it says. God will satisfy your soul in a time of drought. And so it says, if you will use what God has blessed you with to minister to somebody who's hurting in their mind or their will or their emotions during their time of crisis, then what we are going to find is that our mind, our will, our emotions, God is going to satisfy if we go through a dry season, if we go through a drought. You look at the Word of God and you will find that there were many times where great men of God were spent some serious amounts of time in the desert. David did, Moses did. Jesus was driven into the wilderness, into the desert. And during that time, it said that angels came and ministered to him. They came and strengthened Jesus. And so we started off this time talking about David being in the wilderness and how Jonathan walked up to him and ministered to him when he was in a very dry place. Moses had his burning bush experience in the wilderness. And so if you find yourself in a desert experience, I want to encourage you to cry out to God, because he will satisfy your soul. Several years ago, I preached on going through a dry season or going through a desert, and God gave my wife a poem. I don't have it here written, but I've got that someplace in one of my file folders. I just have vast amounts of material. But it was a powerful, powerful poem of how God ministers and transforms people by leading them into a desert-like condition. But you know what the Word of God says? He says he causes the desert to bloom. He will cause the dry place to become a place of harvest. And so I encourage you, God will satisfy your soul in the drought. And then it says, and strengthen your bones. You shall be like a watered garden and like a spring of water whose waters do not fail. This is what I wanted to talk to you today. If you and I will minister to those who are struggling, and it will bring satisfaction to our soul, and we will have a strong bone structure. We will have a strong foundation physically. It is right there promised in the Word of God. It is an if you do this, this is going to be the result. God's going to guide you. Your light's going to shine so bright, you're not going to have any hint of darkness. Your soul is going to be satisfied, and your foundation, your physical foundation, is going to be strengthened. And so today, I want to cry out to you. Maybe you have been diagnosed with arthritis. Maybe you've been diagnosed with osteoporosis or some other bone situation. Maybe you've got a broken bone. I have some relatives that their bones are very fragile and break very, very easily. But God says that he can strengthen your bones. And so today, I want to ask you to pray and ask God to help you to minister to somebody who is going through a really difficult season. And then I want you to claim this promise with me. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, as you promised in Hebrews 4:12, that your word is quick and powerful and able to divide asunder between soul and spirit, joints and marrow. God, I pray that your word would penetrate our bones today. God, that not only would our spiritual foundation be sound, not only would our spiritual foundation be healthy, but God, I pray that our physical structure would be sound. I pray for parts of the body that have been broken before to heal perfectly in the name of Jesus, for them to be stronger than they've ever been without any complications, God. I pray for anybody who is crippled today because of arthritis. God, I pray in the name of Jesus that you would cause those joints to be pliable once again. God, you created our bodies, and I pray that you would restore these bones in Jesus' name. I pray for anybody whose bones are just wasting away from osteoporosis, that there would be life and vitality in those bones, and you would restore them to a youthful condition today in the name of Jesus. I pray that people would have a range of motion. I pray that people who've been bent over, Lord, that they would be able to stand up erect again in the name of the Lord. I pray today that your people would be made strong, and Lord, that we would be a place of abundance and not a place of lack. In Jesus' name, I thank you for healing. In your name we pray. Amen. Amen. So over the past several days, we're now about a week into talking about strengthening for healing. And if God has given you a healing in your body, I would really like to hear from you. If you could, you know, share a testimony with us via email or call us and leave a message. If God's healed you in your mind, your will, your emotions, if you were just on your bed sick and God has touched you and raised you up, if he's healed you in your bones, we would like to hear from you, because we would like to rejoice in what God has done. That wasn't the end of this passage here in Isaiah chapter 58. It goes on in verse number 12. It says, "Those from among you shall build the old waste places. You shall raise up the foundations of many generations, and you shall be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of streets to dwell in." You and I, if we will operate with what God has told us to operate in, if we will minister to the afflicted in soul and body, that we are going to suddenly have a new purpose, and we are going to have a new reputation. Our mission at Merit Assembly of God is to restore people's relational and spiritual value. We want to restore people. There's no reason for you to be isolated and all alone. You have value. You have purpose as long as you have breath inside of you. And so we want to help you to realize that. But when you are ministering to the afflicted, you are going to restore those places that have been devastated. It says that you shall raise up the foundations of many generations. You shall build the old waste places. God called me in 1984, the summer of 1984. God called me and gave me a life assignment to restore value to things that other people had cast aside. And that is what our entire ministry has been about, is restoring youth groups, restoring churches, restoring congregations. We're still working on that today. We are raising up the foundations, the spiritual foundations that have been forgotten. And I don't know about you, but I would love to have the reputation. You shall be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of streets to dwell in. Okay? And so if there's a breach in your life, God is equipping the body of Christ to repair that breach. And it says the restorer of streets to dwell in. God does not just build buildings for them to be unoccupied. He builds facilities. He instructs people to restore dwellings so that people can live there. You know what? We have room at Merit Assembly of God. If you would like to join us in worshiping the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, we would love to have you come and be a part of this congregation that loves Jesus and wants to restore value to lives in Central Brevard County. Father, I just pray for those who are listening today. God, I pray for healing to come to their bodies. Lord, that your word would reach the innermost recesses of our lives. And God, today, I pray that that which has been abandoned would be restored and it would be occupied to the glory of God. We thank you and praise you, and we will see you tomorrow right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, meritassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to meritassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510, 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed."